Own your money. Own your life.
I'm Jared Dillian. This is the Jared Dillian Show. If you want to call to talk about your money, please call 844-305-7800. That's 844-305-7800. This is the Jared Dillian Show. So, this is just kind of common sense. It's funny. It took me a long time to figure this out. You know, I think I've told this story before. It was 1999. And, we had, this is when I was working on the Pico. So I was getting up at like 3:45 in the morning. And I was like a big fitness buff. So I was eating like egg sandwiches in the morning. And I would get up in the morning and I would make 6 eggs and put it in a sandwich. But the bread I was using for the sandwich was homemade bread. Like, we made bread in a bread machine. Okay. So if you think about how time consuming this was, you know, I'm getting up at 3:45 in the morning. I got to go like hell to get out the door. So it's dark. I'm like, I have this bread knife and I'm like slicing bread in the dark. Right. And there's like crumbs going everywhere and I'm slicing bread. And then I think I actually toasted it too. I think I actually stuck it in the toaster oven. And then I would like take this sandwich and I'd wrap it up in paper towels. And of course I had to clean up the mess. I had to clean up the pan and, you know, all the crumbs off the counter. I mean, this is insane behavior. You know, I think we figured out we were saving like 50 cents a week or something like that on bread. Like, you know, and I was really tight with a buck. Like, I just never spent money on anything. Towards the end, I was going to grad school in San Francisco, and there was a Subway near the grad school, and I was getting meatball subs, okay? Because I'm like, I'm working out, I need to eat meat, and I would eat meatball subs at night, and I would spend like $6 in a meatball sub. I wasn't spending money on anything. It was crazy, you know? And it's very different now. Anyway, the point of bringing that up is, you know, I was making about $45,000 a year at the time. And we, you know, we had a lot of expenses because we had the mortgage and the HOA fees and the utilities and all that stuff. We didn't have cable. We didn't have a TV. Car, gas. But I was also paying for grad school. I was paying tuition. So I was that was a lot of money. And my wife wasn't working. She was also a grad student. She was getting her PhD at Berkeley. So it was like we didn't have a lot of money. But, you know, when I stop and think about that, my mentality at the time was, okay, I'm going to get richer by cutting expenses as much as I possibly can. So, you know, if I was making $45,000 and I was spending $40,000, like if I could spend $3,000 less, then I would get rich. So I was cutting expenses. We would go out to eat once a week at the cheapest restaurant in town. No luxuries whatsoever. And I got to tell you, at that age, at age 25, 26, you can do stuff like that. You know, you can be poor and it's totally fine. You know, I didn't really need anything. But, you know, so meanwhile, concurrently with this, I'm applying for jobs on Wall Street. And what I never really thought about was I was spending all this time trying to save money when I had the ability to get a higher paying job, a significantly higher paying job. So the first year I started at Lehman Brothers, I made $135,000, okay, which was about three times as much as I was making before. Big, big difference, you know. I even said to somebody at the time, you know, I'm making as much as the commandant of the Coast Guard, okay, at age 27 years old. And then it went up from there. And I've talked about how much money I made at Lehman Brothers. It's not a secret. I wrote about it in my book. I made like $135, then $185, then like $245. Then I jumped up to like $650, and then I made $850, and then I made $850. That's what I made when I was there. So I guess the moral of the story is I focused on the top line. I focused on the top line and not the bottom line. you know. And it's funny because we just talked about all these habits that you make. You're always in survival mode, you know. And even when this is ludicrous, this is absolutely ludicrous. I was making $850,000 a year. I was bringing in cans of baked beans for lunch. I had a can opener at my desk. I would bring in a can of baked beans, and the baked beans was 50 cents. And you had these guys, they were ordering, you know, steak lunches from Bobby Vann's, The Palm, Del Frisco, stuff like that. And, you know, it's funny because they'd order steaks from Bobby Vann. I mean, it's like a $40 lunch. And they would have these steak knives that were, I guess, disposable that would come with the lunches. So whenever these guys ordered from Bobby Vann's, I would just go around and take all their steak knives and bring them home. And we used them. I still have them. This is like 15 years later. I still have these steak knives. Now, we don't use them for steak anymore. We use them as like letter openers. But yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. We spend all this time focused on expenses. Well, we should be focused on revenues and the things that we can do to earn more money. Because there's a lot of money out there. There is, you know. It's funny because when I was going to business school, they didn't have majors. Everybody got an MBA, but you could focus on a certain discipline. So I did finance, okay, and there was marketing, and maybe there was HR, and then there was entrepreneurship. They actually had an entrepreneurship major. And I said, what the hell? Why on earth would you take an entrepreneurship major? And I'm not super sure that you can even teach entrepreneurship. Like, I don't know if it's something that can be taught. But, yeah, this idea of being entrepreneurial, like, that is a skill that comes in really, really handy when you're trying to increase your top line. Okay. I had a story about this condo building in Miami that collapsed. I don't have enough time to tell it. It's actually a pretty cool story. Maybe I'll tell it in the next segment. Coming up in a second, we're going to talk about basic financial rules. Basic financial rules that you can follow. We're doing a lot of stuff on rules today, so just making it easy for you. I'm Jared Dillian. This is The Jared Dillian Show.
Jared Dillian Show.